Hello, relatives. It's Dr. Hammerschlag. Welcome to this week's Schlagbite for the week February 7th, 2005, entitled Love and Dysfunction in Maya Country. While in the Yucatan a couple of weeks ago, we hired a guide to show us around Maya Country for the day. The dive shop condo owner where we were staying recommended somebody she said was the most knowledgeable guide around. He's an American who speaks fluent Mayan and Spanish. Married a Mayan woman, lived in the villages. He can be a little strange, she cautioned. How strange? I inquired, thinking he couldn't be much stranger than the people I've already seen. Sometimes he talks too much and you have to shut him up, she replied. It didn't sound like much of a problem, and he certainly knew his way around, so we hired him on the spot for a full day's excursion. I'll call him Ernesto, who turned out to be a 61-year-old, bipolar, dyslexic, ADD, alcoholic, chronic smoker, cave diver, explorer, linguist, storyteller, and writer. I learned this about him in the first 15 minutes, without my asking a single question, or his knowing what I did for a living. Once he satisfied his need to get this stuff out, he settled down, and it turned out to be one of those remarkable days. Ernesto took us to the less trafficked caverns, where we snorkeled in astounding freshwater aquariums. He took us to traditional villages, where the kids still speak Mayan as their mother tongue. Before we entered the village, Ernesto stopped at a fishing co-op in Tulum to bring them dinner. The thatched hut was a single 8x16-foot structure, made of wooden support poles and covered with palm fronds. There was a small outpouching at one end of the big room that served as the kitchen with an open fireplace on which the mother of eight was grilling jungle meat. The main room featured lots of hammocks strung out between the poles. Traditional Maya are born, sleep, and die in these hammocks. Their worldly possessions hung in bags from the support poles. There's no electricity or TV, and the kids were attentive, well-behaved, and played happily together. The mother handed us a native taro root she called Kukut Makal, accompanied by a gourd filled with honey. She motioned for us to dip the root in the honey. Ernesto lay down in a hammock where he told stories and entertained the kids by speaking Mayan. They found his accent hysterically funny as they laughed together. On the way home, he told us that he loves these people. They see him as a friend, never just the dysfunctional soul he himself sees. He said, "It took me a lifetime to learn to love myself the way I felt loved here. That's why I stayed. It took me a little while to learn, but easy has never been my path." This is the story. To be loved with all our imperfections is what allows us to love ourselves and lets us reach out to love others. Don't wait a lifetime. And P.S., while speaking about Mexico's indigenous people, here's an update on our trip to Huichol country, which is the place we were invited to treat a witchcraft epidemic among the children. And if you're interested, go back to see the Schlagbites on the Huichol experience in May of 2004. In the month following our departure, there were a few minor manifestations of the illness. But we just heard from the director of the boarding school that in the last 7 months, there hasn't been a single case. So that's what I'm thinking this week. Remember the Healing Cafe discussion forum. Let me know what you're thinking, and we'll talk among ourselves. Have a great week.